Kristen Gillespie, ISU head women's basketball coach, joins us in the studio. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Is this early for you?
No, not really.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
You and you heard you were coming in at 7:45 because I think our 8:45 slot was filled. You didn't give it.
No, I am just happy that you guys invited me out.
Well, happy to have you here. It's a great cause. You've got the Play for K coming up Sunday afternoon at Redbird Arena. Talk about that. This is an annual event that's been going on for several years now.
Yes. Kay Yao, my former coach at NC State, lost her 20-year battle to breast cancer 9 years ago. And with her passing, the Kay Yao Cancer Fund was developed. And now each year, men's basketball, women's basketball, high school basketball teams around the country do Play for Kay games, not only to raise awareness and money, but just to support those going through their battle with cancer.
Talk about Kay Yao and your experience with her.
She was the absolute best. You know, she is one of the most well-known and well-respected women's basketball coaches, over 700 wins, Naismith Hall of Fame, Olympic gold medal coach. But she was even a greater person. She was just such a phenomenal role model for her players, for her coworkers. And she really inspired the nation with her battle. 20 years, 3 different bouts of breast cancer. So it's just really neat to see her legacy live on through her cancer fund.
And how was her health when you were playing for her? I won't mention the year.
Oh, no, it's okay.
You didn't go to the Final Four, though.
Yes,
so
sir, I did. Yeah. Yes, sir. I am proud. Proud of going to the Final Four, 98. I'll even throw it out there. You know, but she was in remission for 10 years in remission. She was almost 17 years in remission before it came back for the second time, and then it came back for the third time. It was that third bout that finally took her life.
Wow. And, you know, and we all know the story of Maya Smith here at Illinois Wesleyan, battling cancer, and takes her team to a national championship. That, I'm not making it up.
No.
You think that's a story that the Hollywood would bring.
Exactly. You know, in Coach Yao, her last year coaching the full year, our team at NC State made kind of a magical run to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA. They beat number one undefeated Duke in the ACC championship. So there's so many different storylines with Coach Yao, with Coach Smith. But, you know, we just want to make sure Sunday that families that may have had someone that lost their battle or anyone that is going through their battle come out and, you know, just kind of feel the energy and just feel supported.
Absolutely. It's one of those, unfortunately, one of those things that touches all of us in one way, shape, or form. I lost a sister-in-law at the age of 52, I think, to breast cancer. It's horrible.
It really is. And if, you know, that's what we keep telling our players, that unfortunately, if you haven't been affected by cancer, it's going to happen at some point in your life. And, you know, that's why it's just so important. Yeah, we are raising awareness, but we are trying to raise money because you never know if that dollar is going to be the dollar that finds the cure.
Well, how about it? This is going to be the 8th annual. You've gone through 7 and already raised $131,000.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Coach Yao's cancer funds raised over $5 million to this point. They're partnered with the Jimmy Fee Foundation, you know, so it is a very well reputable cause. You know, we're just trying to do our part, not only in the fundraising, but we just want to make sure people feel really uplifted on Sunday.
So besides the game, is there anything else going on?
Oh, we're going to have a ton of activities. There's going to be bikers, walkers. There's going to be, it's a dollar admission, dollar pink lemonade, dollar hot dogs. It's just going to be a fun environment. Hopefully Redbird will be packed with pink shirts, you know, just so people can look around and know that, you know, we're standing side by side with them.
Yeah, there's going to be a pregame reception, I know. Is that still open? Can people still get in on this?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Today is the last day to register. They can go to our website. And survivors can register. There's a pregame reception, and then they can be honored at halftime of our game.
All right, and it's go to goredbirds.com/play4K, and that's the number 4.
Yes.
All right, goredbirds.com/play4K. All right, you all set here? You set and ready to go? You 5 games left.
Yes, 5 games left in the regular season. We're 11-13 right now. Big weekend for us. If we win 2 and get a little help, we could actually climb to 5th, which is a pretty big improvement from where we've been. Our kids are playing hard. You know, we're trying to be playing our best basketball this last month.
And when does the tournament begin for you guys?
Second week of March.
Second week
so
of March.
So in the Quad Cities.
All right. The beautiful Quad Cities.
Yeah.
At the big center there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what's the name of it now, Kevin?
It changes weekly.
I know. Don't put it into your Waze, because Waze might not recognize the name. Did it used to be this? Do we know what it is?
Tax Slayer.
Tax Slayer Center. All right.
Sounds tall. You know, it sounds exciting. Yes.
It does. All right. And tickets for that, too, on sale. GoRedbirds.com. If you want to sit in the Redbirds section, they'll accommodate you. Well, good luck the rest of the way. Good luck in the tournament. And let's pack the arena for Play for K. It's Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock game at Redbird Arena. And who are you playing? Did we even mention?
No, we're playing Evansville. Should be a good game. Should the Aces.
Do you have an Evansville purple Evansville shirt still
not.
In your closet?
No, I don't.
He used to work in Evansville.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for having me out this morning.
Good seeing you.